Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Anime Raiders and Debaters podcast. So, today, we will be first discussing a problem?
An issue.
Regarding the Demon Slayer thing, we're going to be trying to argue both our sides. And then we are going to be ranking, sort of, how possible the Demon Slayer breathings are to make in real life. So, for example, water breathing is this possible, or this possible, to do in real life.
We're going to also be including the two demon breathing styles, which is moon breathing and black thunder breathing.
And obviously none of these breathings are possible in real life, like, most likely.
Like, they're not completely possible, but you can mimic it.
Exactly. Yes. So, would you like to quickly go over our debate that we've been having?
Okay, so, everyone who knows Demon Slayer probably heard, the elemental effects in Demon Slayer are fake and only to demonstrate different fighting styles. As much as I've heard that, I don't know where it came from. I've tried to find it a lot. There is no mention of, like, where that came from. I'll find, like, Reddit pages. I'll find articles. But it only mentions reasoning and never explains it. It just says, like, because the effects are fake, you can tell that they're here because of the things. I don't even know where it came from. I can't validate it or invalidate it. And I personally think the effects are 100% real.
Now, me, I'm on the other side. I absolutely agree with the majority. I do not think that the breathing styles are real. And I believe this because most sources agree with me. However, I can sort of make an argument also for his side. Because it was that weird part with Tanjiro, if you would like to explain that.
Okay, so one of the thing that brought this all up is while we were, like, I think it was the last video that we made, or the last podcast, we were looking at, like, I think different anime characters. Yes. And eventually I just brought up, like, Tanjiro's use of different breathings, because I was, like, wondering, like, can Tanjiro just use every breathing? Can people just use any breathing? And so I looked into the scene where Tanjiro used the first form or a fraction of lightning breathing so he can go forward really fast. And then that just came on to the debate of, like, well, they're different fighting styles. Of course you could. But the question is it? That's the whole thing this is about. Are they real or are they not? And that brings us into the ranking, right?
Yes, okay, so that's actually a very smooth transition. Okay, but anyway, so this brings us into another podcast idea, which is what we are making today. That brought us into another idea. Why don't we just rank how possible the breathings are to do in real life? And here we are. So, I don't think there are any rules, are they?
Yeah, we don't really need to declare any rules except that we are ranking the two demon-exclusive ones because they are technically breathings. At the very least, you can make an argument for Moon because it is a breathing that was enhanced.
Yes. Okay. So, want to get straight into it?
All right. We'll go down from the breathing styles relationship chart.
Okay.
Let's start with insect breathing.
Okay.
I think this one's possible, like, completely.
Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, how are we going to rank them?
I think we're going to, like, find, like, some sort of a percentage.
Percentage rankings. Good idea.
Yeah, percentage ranking of, like, how possible it is. Like, it's 50% possible. It's 20% possible.
All right. So, for insect breathing, it's absolutely possible.
I think it's 90 or 80.
I'd say 80.
So it's about 80% possible. There is really nothing to contest about this one. It's all poison based.
Right, exactly.
And the parts that isn't, it's just dashing and all that. So theoretically, if you had access to the poison, the blade, and the proper, you know, dexterity, stamina, and all that, you could do it.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some scenes like when he killed that spider demon. When she killed the spider demon, that one's kind of debatable.
But I'd say 80%.
I'd say 80%. There's very little to contest about it.
Alrighty, next breathing.
On to flower breathing.
Flower breathing I could also make an argument for, but significantly less than insect.
I don't know too much about flower breathing. Do you mind, explaining?
Yeah, so actually, I don't know, too much, but all I know is that it's just, like, an elegant form of a breathing style. Also, you're going off of the relationship chart, right?
I'm going off of the relationship chart, up, then left to right.
Okay, so, in this relationship chart, where is flower breathing?
Flower breathing is below water, and...
Actually, you know what? I'll just pull up a relationship chart myself.
You should do it from the wiki. Okay. The wiki is where I got mine. Just search up breathing styles Demon Slayer wiki, then scroll down until you see the chart below all the list.
Alrighty. Slayer wiki. Okay. And boom, we click on that. Hopefully this is the flow chart. Oh, I think this is the flow chart, except it's being annoying. Thank you very much. Okay, well, it's being annoying. It's now an ad's playing.
Yeah, that's the issue.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can figure it out, though.
Now a 2-minute video. Can you guys stop? Is it the weird one with the... Oh, boy.
What?
I do not know where you found that.
Are you on the Demon Slayer?
Oh, right here. Spells? Relationship chart. Got it. Okay.
Yeah, right there. All right. So,
wait a minute. Don't you... Didn't... it's fine. We'll do it for the rest of them. I see where you're going. Okay. First, start at the top instead of the bottom.
So, we're going to go sun?
We're going to go... Well, we'll do sun last. But, like, do water, and then moon, and then flame, and then love, and then thunder, and then sound. You see what I mean?
Okay, yeah, so we're going through derivatives.
Besides the water, because we already did it. Continuing. Do-do-do-do.
Okay. So we're doing flower? Yeah.
Yes. So, essentially, continuing it off from where we left off. Flower, it's a very elegant style. It's got a lot of combat capabilities, and it's pretty possible, right? It's pretty possible.
Because it's the parent to insect breathing, I think it also at least inherits some of that. It's really possible.
Yeah, I'd say
too much to contest.
Maybe a little less?
Maybe just a slight bit less, because it includes, like, actual, like, you know, the flower and all that.
Right, because, like, and then the insects, you would actually be able to, like, if you were, like, you know.
If you wanted to, you could bring around the insects,
right,
and you could also
exactly.
argue the insects aren't real. But with flower breathing, that effect is definitely meant to be there.
Alrighty, and next up,
I think flower's like 60, 70?
65?
65% possible.
Alrighty, next up is Serpent.
Attacks themselves, or at least like the one I'm looking at right now, they seem kind of possible, or they would if he moved. But he didn't. I don't think this is very possible at all.
No, yeah, okay, maybe you can control some insects. Also, we're just going off of, like... To make it more fun, we're going off of if you control the element. Anyways, so I would say serpent breathing is very not possible.
Like, at the start, you might say, like, oh, maybe it is. Like, he just dashes. He doesn't move.
Yeah.
he isn't moving at all on this single, like, in the singular breathing style that I'm seeing, he's not moving at all. He's just jumped in the air and used his sword to make a serpent. There's no...
Now that I'm noticing this,
I think it's at the very most 10%.
This is not realistic at all.
There's no way this is a style.
No.
Unless he's creating air slashes, which isn't possible either.
Well, actually, we're gonna get there. But a serpent, 20.
I'll say 15. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, 15.
All right, 15% possible in serpent breathing. Not a good start.
Really? Okay. Water. I mean, it's actually incredibly possible because you can just cover your blade in water and slash them.
Yeah, there's really no issue with
that. And these attacks, they don't look like they're using water, like throwing out water. They're flowing like water.
A little different. I think this one's like very close to like insect breathing in terms of possibility.
Actually, I'd say a quite decent bit more.
I'd say higher actually, because there's nothing too special about it. It's
just water.
It's just water, and it's not using the water for attacks. It's becoming stronger with the water.
Exactly. So I'd say like 90, 95.
I'm definitely going to say 90, 95. 95, I think.
Yeah, 95. Definitely. Okay. Oh, boy.
That's pretty good.
Next one is moon breathing.
Okay. Now, hear me out.
Oh, boy.
Okay. I think it's at least partially possible.
Really?
I'm going to go off of 50-50 here, and you listen to me on this one.
All right.
He was able to create those crescent moons with his...
Blood demon
arc. Like, he was able to create those crescents along with the moon style because of his demon arc. Yes. Assuming regular, it would not have nearly as many crescents or something like that, you know?
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying? If it had a lot less, this would be very possible with slight movements of the blade during attacks.
Okay, yeah, I see what you mean.
You get that feeling? I think this one's like, you know.
Like, especially with his special blade.
You have to include his special blade in this. So if he's a strong demon, he's really fast, this is very possible. Like, if he moves his blade in the perfect way, those crescents are possible.
Well, technically, you couldn't create the crescents in real life.
But you can create the crescents in real life, but assuming this was just an effect, it could be done.
Exactly. Like, you could make the motions of a crescent, especially with those weird little extendy things.
I'm going to say this is at the very least 50.
I'd say 40, me personally.
Okay, yeah, 45.
45, yeah, okay.
Because we don't really know a lot of the breathing itself. We only know the enhanced version.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
So from what we do know and can assume, it 45.
Okay. You're going to be very surprised on my thing this time. Flame breathing.
I think it's possible.
Very. Most of it. In fact, people have lit their blades on fire before.
But there is one issue I have.
Okay.
In the Akaza fight, Rengoku literally uses his fire to block the Akaza's shockwaves. And
can we just like go past
that? I'm gonna ignore that one because I don't really know what to do with that.
Yeah.
But everything else seems really possible. That doesn't mean you can't fire wheel.
Yeah, exactly. Like you light your blade on fire with some weird gas shenanigans and some.
Yeah. I mean, there are flaming blades. Those have been made.
Exactly, yeah.
Or you could literally just douse your blade in gasoline and that'd work.
Possibly. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, actually, I don't think it would.
I think it's like 70.
Ooh. I mean...
70, 60, because...
Really?
Why I'm shaving off like 60 or... No, the reason I'm shaving off like 30 or 40%... is because of some of the moments that just don't quite kind of make sense.
Well, see, the thing I'm thinking of, you can cover your blade in flames kind of just as easily, maybe not as easily, but like just as much as you can water.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would think, because it's a little more dangerous than water, and you'd probably hit yourself, and Rengoku never did. I mean, 90, 90.
But they're all masters, so I think, like...
90, 85?
I'm going to go with... To even out our both answers, I'm going to say, like, 80, maybe?
80, yep, that's not, okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
80.
Yeah. Love. I think love breathing. Yeah. Let's just get to the elephant in the room. Love breathing is just not possible at all.
No, hear me out.
Oh?
The reason why the breathing is possible is, okay, so because clearly all these demon slayers are not human in any way, shape, or form. They are too strong.
Yeah.
And she's using a whip blade for extra reach and all that.
Yeah.
Plus all the flexibility that we know from people like, let's say, Tengen. I think it's possible for at least the more basic forms of love breathing to exist.
And we're not counting the regular human. We're not counting the effects on this one, right? Because you can't create hearts.
You can't create hearts, but thankfully the love breathing effects are most of the time like very literal. Like those slashes really happened.
Really? You think the love breathing...
Okay, if you look at the, like, the gift that we have for this little wiki thing, like, when she killed the giant fish monster thingy.
Yeah.
There was no, like, special effects for that one. That was all slashes.
Yeah. See it? Let me take a look.
So I think, yeah, let's take a look at it.
Where is it? Oh, right here.
Yeah.
There was barely any special effects. Oh, now I see what you mean.
Yeah, it's very basic. If there's any argument, yeah. It's love breathing.
Yeah, however, do you think it's more than fire?
I think it's at least on par, because there are issues with it. Clearly, she's enhancing her strength and dexterity with the technique, which isn't a thing that we can do in real life.
Well, also, the thing is, you can't light your blade up with love. Like you can't.
Yeah, and that whip blade is not practical in real combat or possible.
Even, yeah. So I'd
even
say
theoretically,
like,
there's no way.
50%.
I think we should go 60, maybe.
Okay, yeah, 60.
The That's forms are possible, but everything else is not.
Absolutely not possible. Yeah. Okay. Next up is Thunder.
Are we ranking like Thunder then Black Thunder?
Yeah,
sound,
we can do that, I guess,
or are we
yeah.
doing Thunder, Sound, then Black Thunder?
We can do either way. Doesn't really matter.
Alright, we'll just do whichever one comes up first.
So, Thunder... No. It's not. Like, you can't...
It's just not.
You can't move that fast.
I mean, like, you might be able to, considering these people are subhuman, but it's super iffy.
Like the thing about it is, Zenitsu's actually moving as fast as Thunder. And he's just tensing up his legs so we can move that fast?
Yeah.
Link, no.
Work for you?
Alright, so, essentially, Thunder Breathing is just, like, impractical.
It's completely impractical and impossible. Also, in the descriptions for the techniques themselves, I guess some point it was mentioned in the manga or whatever, the movements, and especially the sounds of Thunder Breathing, are parts of it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, those definitely aren't special effects.
No,
that's
they're
specifically
not.
Mentioned. The thunderclap is a real sound.
Exactly, and that's what's, no, like, 0%. I'm sorry, 0.
Even, yeah, I'm gonna say 0, at the most 5, but it's 0. I think Black Thunder follows that.
Yeah, I don't even know why we're trying to rank Black Thunder. It's the same thing, but black.
Black Thunder and Thunder Breathing, no.
Alright, our next candidate might not be that bad, though. Sound breathing.
I think sound... Wait, hold on.
Sound?
Yep, sound.
Sound breathing. It's definitely possible. I mean...
I think it's possible.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can't create firework sounds, but you can sure make some good sounds.
You can definitely make a lot of sounds, especially with Uzui's, like, super weird blades.
Exactly, yeah.
Whatever that thing is called, you know, when he does all the explosions around him,
yeah.
Whatever that's called, that little move,
that's possible.
We didn't see him hitting those blades together. I think this one's one of the most more possible ones.
It definitely is, yeah. Despite
this
its counter... It's
not too superhuman.
Yeah, despite its counterparts, Thunder being 0% possible. I think this is, like, 90.
This, yeah, I think this is definitely 90.
Actually,
if you could master those blades...
Actually?
Yeah?
The thing is, it's 100.
Yeah, honestly, the only gripes I would really have are the sounds being a little loud, but these guys are super strong.
Maybe 95.
I'm going to go 95. 95.
All right, Stone, it's 100%. I mean, actually...
Okay, I thought you remembered when we talked about this earlier.
Stone breathing, it's mostly possible, except Guillaume's literally a, like, a monster.
Oh, yeah, Guillaume's stronger than any other Hashira in terms of pure strength.
He's got, and just in general, but, like, he is, like, just, like, overpowered.
He's a beast.
He's a physical beast, so him being able to smack stones around like they're...
Play-Doh
isn't like we can't do that, but at the same time, if we could, creating stone would be easy. So
if we were as strong as Guillaume is, stone breathing is like definitely close to sound.
And also, I think that I don't think we need as much strength as him to pull that off. I'd say like 85.
I'm going to say 85, too. If you have what he has in terms of strength and blade, it's possible.
And also, maybe even if you add less. Who knows?
Maybe. Anyway, 85. Yeah,
next
this is
the one that is literally in the show. Okay, wind breathing. Wind breathing is the only breathing that is actually used in the show. Like, the wind cuts him up. Cuts demons.
Yeah, okay, so I remember you talking about this when we talked about, like, during the episode making of the last one.
Yes.
You specifically mentioned that the wind breathing was real?
It was, yeah.
Okay, so this one, because of that, we kind of have to rate it 100, don't we?
Yeah, obviously, yeah, it's 100%.
It's literally said to be real. Like, even if you want to say the elemental effects are real, yeah, it is real.
The elemental effects are real. Like, they actually happen.
They're specifically real with wind breathing, so we kind of just... I guess we got to deal with that. So, 100%? Yeah.
And now, beast breathing is in a really weird spot.
Okay. Hear me out.
Okay.
I think, at least, like, the literal forms of beast breathing are 100% possible.
Really?
Now, the reason I say that is because I'm just talking about the forms. In terms of everything else beast breathing does, it is not.
Okay, yeah.
Because beast breathing allows him to, push through enough pain to literally stab... Okay, so he got stabbed through the heart and followed Zenitsu's lightning speed to stab somebody and cut through their neck.
Yeah.
If you're confused by that, well, welcome to the club, because sure am I. Thankfully, it wasn't a form. Now, there are actually, like, examples of people being, like, pierced through the heart, and because of adrenaline, they just keep going. So, that part is believable. But moving around your organs?
Exactly.
Not even the six powers from One Piece can do that. I'm not even kidding. The one that literally controls your body can't. This is, okay, the forms, they're so basic, they are, but they are possible.
Yeah, but like the rest,
strength,
literally everything else is not, I don't even think creating the blades it would be possible, but it wouldn't be fun.
It wouldn't be practical either.
No, because having a saw as a sword blade is terrible.
There's no cutting edge in that middle, you're just going to get the blade stuck. And
exactly.
It's not like a serrated spearhead. That's not a good thing. That's a really bad thing for a katana. Katanas are made for cutting.
Speaking of which, having dual katanas are not that good. It's not that good.
It's not. I think it's equal to some blades, but in the terms of beast breathing, it is completely unnecessary with stuff we see from, like, wind.
Exactly. So, 40%? 40?
I think we should go with a solid 50, because the forms are, everything else isn't.
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually great. Alright, now, the really weird one. Mist breathing. I mean, I would imagine we're not including the mist effects on this one.
If we were to, then this would not. Well, it could be. You'd need a lot of preparation, but the mist is. The forms, however, are 100% possible.
I mean, mist, like, obviously you can't, unless you had a lot of preparation, you could technically do everything in mist breathing, but you need a lot of preparation and a little bit of luck, so.
If you can, like, replace the mist with, like, smoke, this is possible.
And also, the breathings, or the styles themselves, definitely possible.
Yeah, it's literally just running around and cutting things.
Right, yeah, I don't even know the difference between regular sword combat and mist breathing.
I think mist breathing can just make mist, and that's it.
Well, yeah, but if we're following my argument with it not being able to, then it can't.
That's
but
probably why there's only one user.
We're following your argument, then it can. But anyways, that's not important right now. What's important is that this is, like, 60% possible.
Yeah, the mist is not practical, really.
No.
Because you're also going to blind yourself.
That's a good point.
It's not practical, and a lot of it is kind of iffy. The forms are very possible, though.
So, 60.
Yeah, 60.
And now, sun breathing. Which, no. Obviously no, not.
These feats of strength, not even Guillaume could do.
And
these feats of speed, not even thunder breathing can do.
Sun breathing? No. You can't. Oh, you want me to stick my sword in the sun? Good idea.
You want me to make my sword so hot that it should melt? These swords are made of nitrine, which we can compare to hardened steel, right?
Maybe a little harder, but, I mean, I think somewhere around there, I'm not sure.
Let me just do a little checking here, because there's a particular number I'm trying to find. Okay, let's see. Let's search. What is the melting point of steel? Oh, it is, the melting point of steel is 1,300 to 1,540 Celsius.
All right.
And let's quickly search up the temperature of the sun.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so the sun's corona can reach temperatures of around 1.8 million degrees Fahrenheit, 1 to 2 million degrees Celsius, in terms of, oh wait, that's the maximum, hold on. So it can reach 1 to 2 million degrees Celsius, and 1.8 million degrees Fahrenheit to 3.6 million degrees Fahrenheit.
So, it's a lot. It's not possible.
Those temperatures aren't possible. And I want to bring up the effect of sun breathing, where it stops regeneration. Flame breathing doesn't do that.
Exactly.
So sun breathing, even though it's hotter, does.
Right, and especially for real life. Doesn't make any sense. Especially for real life, humans don't even have, like, the humans have regeneration, technically. They have a form of regeneration, but getting cut by sun wouldn't, I mean, getting cut by a sun sword might, like, it'd probably, like, instantly melt you, like, I'm not sure about that, but, like, it wouldn't stop your regeneration if you barely got cut.
Okay, you'd still regenerate. So, thanks to what we know about, heat and thermodynamics, here's a few things I can tell you that completely break down sun breathing in general.
Okay.
First of all, like, maybe the first law of thermodynamics is it takes time. Transferring heat cannot be done in a fraction of a second.
Yeah.
Another thing to know, calcification is a process by which something can just, like, you burn a wound, it will not heal, but it won't get worse. flame breathing doesn't calcify. Right. It doesn't stop things from regenerating, which makes no sense. But sun breathing does, even though it's so hot it should just incinerate everything.
Exactly.
It doesn't make any sense, and the feats of speed and strength bypass even the ones that we thought were completely impossible. Thunder breathing, what did we rate it at, like 5% to 0%?
Yes.
That's just the speed. The strength. The ones that we debated were to be, like, requiring all the strength. Stone breathing. And we rated that one pretty high because Gyome was strong. You know who isn't strong?
Who?
Tanjiro.
Well, he's strong, but he ain't that strong. He ain't stronger than Gyome.
He's not nearly as strong as Gyome. He's not nearly as strong as Uzui. He's not even as strong as, like, any of the Hashira.
Well, hold on.
Inosuke could win in an arm wrestling contest.
That might actually be true.
It is!
Yeah.
Sun breathing is 0% possible.
Yeah, it's like -5.
It is -100% possible.
You know
everything
what?
About this.
Yeah, let's rate it -100.
-100% possible.
So, you can email us at theanimeratorsanddebaters@gmail.com if you have any questions or want to tell us stuff or whatever basically you want. And that's actually about it. So, peace out.